Good morning, kids. It's time to wake up. It's Tuesday, and I'm still here in the studio with our guest host for the week, Beckett McCray. How are you doing, Beckett?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, so this we're recording this near the end of your first week back in school. How's that going? Yeah, you're in ninth grade, is that right?
No, I'm in fourth
grade. He's so mature and so cool. I thought he was a high school freshman. I forgot for a minute, but fourth grade, Beckett is my friend. And Beckett, who made you?
God.
And what else did God make?
God made everything.
That's exactly right. Our friend Margie, Miss Margie, our worship pastor's wife, Margie Hughes, is going to talk a little bit more about that after this incredibly funny, probably cheesy, joke of the day.
Why can't Elsa from Frozen have a balloon? Because she'll let it go. Let it go.
Hey kids, it's time to wake up. This is Margie, and today we are talking about the fact that God created everything. Some people don't believe that. Some people choose to believe that everything exists without a creator, that everything in the universe just appeared one day out of nothing. This seems a little crazy because it's impossible. No one has ever seen something come from nothing. Other people want to believe that maybe everything was just always there, but this doesn't hold up either. Everything you can think of was made by something or someone. Everything you know about was caused by something else. Your shoes were made by people in a factory. They didn't just appear one day. The cake you had on your birthday was created by a baker. The tree in your front yard came from a seed, and that seed came from another tree. Your dog came from its mother and father. You've never seen something that wasn't created by something else. But if we go back to the very first things, the first dog, the first person, the first tree, the first rock, those things couldn't come from another dog, person, tree, or rock. They were the first. They had to be made by something or someone else. So if we go all the way back to the very first things that were ever made, they had to be made by something or someone else. In the beginning, there had to be a creator who was not created by anything else. The very first thing had to be the thing that was powerful enough and intelligent enough to create everything else. And it only makes sense to call that creator God. Psalm 90 verse 2 says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." He is the uncreated creator and the uncaused cause. He makes things and he causes things to happen, but nothing and no one made him.